USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is disputing Russian claims it has seized the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby noting there are still pockets of resistance despite Kremlin claims. The fall of the city would be key for Moscow's campaign to seize the eastern part of Ukraine. Democrats are crediting President Biden with unifying NATO and Western allies in the face of Russian aggression in Ukraine. But Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says this is the wrong way of looking at it.
What has brought NATO closer together over the last 2 months, I suspect, is not so much the skilled diplomacy of Joe Biden, but it is the new perception of a common danger of Russia that posed to NATO members, especially the NATO members who are on the Eastern Front with Russia.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Over a dozen victims of former Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar are filing claims against the FBI. Grace French tells NBC's Today Show she was abused by Nassar after the FBI was told about the allegations.
For me, it's about accountability. I want to hold these institutions who failed us over and over again accountable for their inaction or their complete disregard for our safety.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, we're hearing of more atrocities committed by Russian soldiers.
More claims of Russian atrocities in Ukraine. New satellite images appear to show expansion of mass graves near the besieged Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, which the city council claims could hold as many as 9,000 souls. Maxar Technologies released 5 satellite photographs dated between March 19th and April 3rd. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A state of emergency has been declared in Coconino County, Arizona because of the tunnel fire, which Coconino National Forest officials say was 0% contained as of late Thursday evening. Coconino National Forest Management Specialist Preston Mercer says firefighters will be able to focus more on containment now that residents have been evacuated.
We're working directly in the heat. These guys are working incredibly hard. They know the values at risk. This is their community. They're fully aware of what's going to happen if the fire goes through homes.
He says the fire will eventually run out of dry brush to burn. Over 20,000 acres have been burned, and the initial cause of the fire is still being investigated. The Louisiana Senate this week approved a bill protecting women's sports, requiring individuals to compete against others of their biological sex. Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, has called the bill unnecessary and mean-spirited, saying he hopes it doesn't reach his desk. An effort to strip Disney World of its self-governing body could easily cost some Central Florida residents. Orange County tax collector Scott Randolph believes residents will be on the hook for Disney's $1 billion bond debt.
The minute that Reedy Creek doesn't exist, that money doesn't exist.
House lawmakers voting to dissolve the district that has governed Disney World for over 50 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.